Santa.
Hello.
Why do you want to put stars in their eyes?
I just got very, very tired of putting presents under trees.
Santa.
Yes?
It's not feasible.
What?
It's not feasible, mate.
What? I'm Santa.
Just amuse him.
Santa. So why do you want to go and put stars in their eyes?
Well, I like to see the kiddies happy.
Is that enough for you, son?
The same old story, but I just didn't realise.
Wow. He's so poetic. He's lovely, really.
Do you know what, Mum?
Yeah?
It's a long way to go from bedroom dance routines to this shit.
Language, no idea.
This schnock.
Not in front of the elves.
You had more questions for Santa, didn't you, dear? Don't be afraid.
I do.
Tell me, son.
Dad, Santa.
Don't call me Dad. Don't call me. Thank you.
Oh, just because you caught me kissing Santa once doesn't make him your father.
We're not officially dating.
Everyone, Harry called Santa Dad.
Listen.
That doesn't bother me. I'm very secure.
Me and your mother sometimes see each other in an adult way. However, we're not official as a couple yet. We're not official.
That's kind of worse.
Are we not official?
What way you find out, you know?
I've got another question, Santa.
What?
Tell him.
Father, Christmas. I can call you that, can't I?
Well, of course.
Well, okay. So I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now.
I can't even get them off.
I'm going to go to a disco in the middle of the town. Do you think this shirt goes with these jeans?
Well, I wear the same suit. I've worn the same suit for hundreds and hundreds of years. No.
That's not true.
Sandra, what? Why do you have to constantly undermine me when it comes to your son?
I just thought you looked great in that white tee.
The one you brought me?
The one I bought you, yes.
Well, I sort of have a look now, don't I? I have a look that I have to, you know, maintain.
You're lucky I'm here. Being presentable in front of my boy. So could you please amuse him for the moment?
Sorry, I'm going to say this to you now. I'm not his stepdad. Yet being the key word. Yet.
So there's progress then.
Well, you know, I could be anyone's stepfather, if you think about it.
Welcome back to Dunbracken.
I bet ya. I can prove in court that Santa's real. I think I could do it.
Who's your witness?
Who's my witness?
Yeah, who will back you up in that?
Santa himself. You seem skeptical now, but I'm building a strong case.
So you know Santa already? Or you
we've been writing
just
letters for years.
Fly in for a favor.
You said we've been writing letters for years.
Yeah, he writes me back.
Oh, okay. I was just checking. Okay.
Does he not write you back?
Never.
No.
Never got one.
I think it's because in my letter, I also ask how he's doing. A lot of kids don't do that.
What does he say usually?
Does it change
year from year?
Yeah, he's had some good and rough years, but, you know, I think also when I was younger, he was sort of hiding some of the tough years from me.
Can I ask you?
Yeah.
Did any of that ever correspond with your parents' divorce or
you know
their
what?
General?
It's very funny. He saw it coming the year before it happened. He sort of said, I'm going to get you an extra big present this year because
he knew what was coming.
He said, you're going to have a tough summer. Just remember, you're a strong kid and no matter what your parents do, they still love you. And he was right. They do still love me. They just don't love each other.
Did you have a tough summer?
Yeah, the divorce was rough. Yeah.
But
I made it through. I think that bike really helped.
But he got the timers right. They got divorced over summer.
It was ongoing litigation when it started. Yeah, summer was a rough patch.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never received anything back from Santa. Might be because I keep challenging him.
You keep challenging him?
Keep challenging him to duels.
Oh, he won't do that. He won't fight a kid.
Not a kid anymore.
Still writing to him?
No.
There you go. I still keep in touch.
I always ask Santa to donate some toys to charity. Just for some kids who need them. Not my toys, but some toys. So you had toys go missing, that was me.
Do you know how many gloves I've lost?
That wasn't me.
Is this related to what we're talking about? Or
it is, yeah. I send a glove every time with my letter.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm challenging him. I say, slap yourself in the face. I'm coming for you, big boy.
Woolen glove or leather?
Different gloves every time.
You don't want to challenge him to a duel.
I challenged him for 16 years, ever since I was 2.
You don't become Santa by not knowing how to win a duel. He's been around for hundreds of years. He's been challenged to so many duels.
And yet he won't take me. What does that say about him?
He won't fight a child.
I'm not a child anymore.
You haven't challenged him as an adult, have you?
No.
No, there
okay,
we go.
Okay, if he shows up in your courtroom, going to challenge him to a duel.
No, he's a witness. You can't attack witnesses. Stop attacking witnesses.
I'm not going to attack a witness. I'm going to ask a witness to set a place and time, and I'll be there.
Does he ever tell you how the reindeers are doing, or is it only if you ask them?
He'll sometimes mention, yeah, Rudolph's recovering great.
Recovering?
Oh, yeah, I know. He hurt his hoof in the summertime, but he should be ready for Christmas.
Hmm.
A different summer than your parents' divorce?
That was like 25 years ago.
Rough
this
time
is
for
this
a lot
summer.
Of people.
Did you have a rough summer then, too? Oh, he's just talking about summer.
A lot of people, not me.
Do you think he's just like horoscopes, and he's just like, this kid's going to have a bad summer. This kid's probably going to have a good summer. It's a 50-50 chance.
I mean, he knows everything about everyone. He knows a big lesson who's good and bad. Tell you what, he'd be a great judge. But you know what? He's committed to... He has his passion. I did ask if he wanted to be a judge or he ever interested, and he sort of said he was a bid for like the 4th century, but it wasn't for him.
Oh, well.
Are you trying to get in his will or something?
He's immortal. that doesn't really matter.
Big payout.
I don't know. He has a lot of charitable endeavors.
Kaelin, if you ever kill him...
You're not going to kill Santa.
Might.
If I get the chance, I'll try.
You won't get the chance.
Okay, set your little court date.
Okay. My court date and your duel with Santa are separate issues.
Separate issues, but if I can finally speak to him man to man...
I don't challenge your clients to duels.
Make it worth his while. Let him kill two birds with one stone, and Kaelin can kill him.
You think travel time's an issue for Santa? Really? Santa,
I don't
the
think
man who visits every home in a single night. You don't think he can do the commute?
I think he
you
can do the commute.
Listen to yourself. You sound ridiculous.
No, I think he just doesn't want to like overstay in Dumbracken for too long. You know?
None of us do.
You don't challenge my clients to duels.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, but every time they get hit by buses, you're... Okay, no, it's fine.
No, continue your line of thought. Every time they get hit by buses,
every time you get hit, they get hit by buses, you sit there.
Plural, every time.
Every time one of my clients... Yes, okay, two of my clients have got hit by buses.
Yeah, every time one of your clients gets hit by multiple
every
buses
time
in one instant.
One of my clients gets hit by multiple buses. You won't even look at them in court. You won't take on their cases when I say I'm not allowed to because I have a thing with buses. And you won't even look at... You won't challenge them. You won't do anything. That's fine, but then you won't even take them on.
Because I represent the bus company. I'm obviously not going to take on the opposition. There's a conflict of interest. And also, you say they get hit by buses. That's never been proven in court.
Because no one will take their cases.
It's not my fault.
I'm not allowed to do it. I have a thing about buses.
I'm not allowed to do it because I was the bus driver.
True.
So that rules me out.
Yeah. And you know what? You've done nothing wrong, so...
Thank you. Should we be talking about this outside of the courtroom?
I'm on recess.
All on recess.
No, I get paid by the hour. I'm on the clock here. So, you know, feel free to kill time.
We might have an issue with our Santa. Keep saying that he could be anyone's stepfather, and he's been saying it to quite a few of the kids. I don't know if we should get a new one, or...
It feels like a big health and safety violation, or...
No, what way is it a health and safety violation?
Well, health, mental health and safety, that's included in the bracket, isn't it?
No,
that's a different... Oh,
okay, sorry.
Now, do we know, is he their stepdad?
No, he's saying he could be. He's always keeping
it
hypothetical. So technically, there isn't a lawsuit on its way, but if
he could be my stepdad if he married my mum.
Well, yeah, but so could anyone, because anyone would marry your mum.
Is that a compliment? Or
yeah, she's lovely.
I don't like that. It wasn't insulting, but it feels wrong.
It felt weird.
That feels like that one kind of might need to go to HR.
Yeah, then that's health and safety.
That's health and safety.
Yeah, because I am worried about the safety of one of my co-workers.
But you're not worried about the safety of... Oh, sure, I focused a bit on the health bit. No, you're not in danger. I focused too much on the health bit before rather than the safety of the people, the kids who Santa was saying, stepfather.
I'm just worried that a lot of the kids coming to our store are going to be, like, over-promised. I don't want 15 kids waking up without a father... They wake up every morning without a father. But once they're expecting a stepfather...
Do we have a lot of...
And he doesn't show up? This son has been busy in a hypothetical sense of telling kids that he could be their stepfather.
Given that all of these children don't seem to have fathers, and this Santa's very popular with the single moms.
That's true.
Perhaps there's some truth in this.
I think it's fair to say that, again, hasn't crossed the line. He just keeps saying, could be a stepfather.
Do we know he's not going to follow through on his promise?
I mean, he hasn't followed through yet.
Because if he follows through and we fire him for this.
That's true.
Where did you even find this guy?
What?
Where did you find this guy? Like, where did you hire him from?
Court.
Court?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I found him in the court.
Yeah, what do you mean by court?
You were in court and you found...
No, I wasn't in court. I was in the court.
You were doing jury duty, yeah?
I wish. No, I was standing trial.
You said you weren't in court.
I said I wasn't in court. I was in the court, standing trial.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
How did you meet this guy? Who was he?
It was my defendant.
Hold on, you were standing trial and he was your defendant?
Yeah.
So you're here, so he must be good then.
He was very good, yeah.
He must be good, but it sounds like he's being quite inappropriate for someone who's, like, upholding the law.
Well...
I'm not sure.
I don't know that he was supposed to be in the room.
Hang on, shouldn't you have told us? I thought you were on a holiday.
It wasn't a work-related matter, it was a personal matter.
He doesn't have to... I've read the health and safety manual, he doesn't have to tell us that.
If it's a crime committed outside of work hours, it's some business.
Exactly. Yeah. Might have been on work property, but it was outside of work time.
We run a mall, it's a big property.
Yeah, it's huge.
We can't be responsible for every crime that happens in them,
even ones we commit.
I do disagree. If you do commit a crime in the mall that you commit, and you know you've committed it, that does kind
of
fall.
Well, that's what Santa was able to disprove.
Oh.
Well, he wasn't Santa then, but...
Well, he wasn't Santa during the...
As a reward, I couldn't pay him, so I got him a job.
What kind of person takes being Santa as a reward?
He was a public defender. He needed money. He needed money, or maybe he just wanted access to single moms. I don't know what his motives were.
This is sounding like a health and safety or a safeguarding issue at this point.
That's what I've been saying. No, that's what I've been saying.
I think none of you guys actually know what health and safety means. It's not a health and safety hazard. It's just kind of icky.
Okay, yeah, fair. So we're legally in the clear. But if we weren't, I think this Santa would be good enough to get us in the clear as well.
We're talking about legality of it. Maybe we should get a lawyer at some point.
We could get Santa in.
So, this present pile is for you.
Thanks, Dad.
This present pile is for you, and this is for you.
Thanks, Dad.
No worries.
Thank you, Dad.
No worries. Would you like to open them right now?
Is Mum gonna?
Yes, that's what I want your mother to do. I know it's 7, but I've had a few ports. So I need to get this done before I pass out for lunch.
You had a few ports already? We got up at 6.
Well, port glasses, son, are very small. So I took them more like shots. You know? I took them more like shots. This one gets it.
Thanks, Dad, for the ashtray.
Oh, No worries, son. I know you like to have a few figs.
I really don't, Dad.
You what?
I don't smoke, Dad.
Well, hopefully this will encourage you to get into it.
I don't think it's cool for you, Dad.
Well, who says that?
Literally science.
We don't think it's cool for you either, Dad. Stop. Can you stop smoking for Christmas? That's all. I don't even want my present.
Yeah, Dad, that's who.
Oh, you boys, you're killing me. You're killing me.
My present is a packet of sponges to wash a car with. I don't.
Yes, it is.
I don't have a car.
And if your mother would open her present, then.
Dama, car.
Well, you've ruined it now. You've ruined the surprise.
Well, you shouldn't have put sponges in the presents with my gifts.
I didn't know that she'd think it'd be fucking car sponges. I thought they'd be, you know, sponges for your disgusting apartment that's full of shit and shit.
There's a car on the picture of the sponges.
Oh, I fucked it there. I majorly fucked it.
My presents. Air fresheners.
Yes, it is. It is.
Dad, this must have cost £3.
I know, but the car cost a lot more than that. So I thought you'd be happy for your mother. I got her a Nissan Micra. I thought you'd want to donate the presents to your mother and feel joy through that. Because charity, you know, you all went to Catholic school and went to mass. So, you know, charity and all that shit. So, but the Nissan Micra took up most of the budget. So I'm going to be dead honest with you. I'm on a pretty good APR plan, so I'm hoping for the best with that.
Sorry, why did I get sponges? You got air freshers and you got an ashtray?
Ashtray? Are you telling us to smoke in the fucking car? Is that what you're saying?
Well, what the fuck else are we going to do in the car?
Well, I think that's actually illegal, Dad.
What?
It's illegal to smoke in the car with your kids.
I've heard everything. No, I've heard fucking everything.
Seriously,
Dad? You can't. You have to have wee fucking belts on you. You have to have a fashion accessory to get to fucking A to B.
Yeah, it's called social justice, Dad.
You need to stop
that. Social fucking justice. I tell you what's social fucking justice. I have to work 58 hours a week, and then I go to the pub and I have a few pints with the boys, and then I drive back, and what do they do? They fucking put me in prison. Ah, my God. That's social justice. That's feckin' social justice.
I'm
very glad. I'm sorry I'm not wearing a feckin' fashion accessory to make sure I didn't hit any more pedestrians. It's not my feckin' fault. She should have seen where she was going.
Dad, you went up on the pavement, Dad.
Dad, is that why you bought your mum a Nissan Micra so she can pick you up from the pub?
Right. I'm going to be feckin' dead honest with you right now. I totaled the Toyota. I went into a barrier, but it's fine. I only hit a fox.
What, last night then?
They're in danger, Dad.
I only hit a fox.
They're in danger, Dad.
Who gives a fuck?
They're protected.
You know
species.
What? The fucking crack
exactly,
is in danger.
They're protected species.
The crack is endangered. I have been trying to just spice up this house. I've been doing my best. And you,
spicing it up with smoke, Dad.
Yeah, Dad.
Sick of the secondhand smoke in the house, Dad.
Oh, I didn't realise. Oh, so when you go to fucking nightclubs and they had the ambience and you're going, oh, no, it's someone smoking in here. No, it's ambience. I'm adding ambience.
He's 12, he's not going to
nightclubs.
Why the fuck not? Jesus fucking Christ. When I was your age, right, when I was your age, I was going from work to the pub. And then I was working, I was doing a people round. Because I was the youngest, and then I was working on the tractor, and then I was doing the sorting and all the stuff in the factory. You know, the one I showed you, the one we go past when we're going there, and then the one with the door.
Dad,
I'm in there.
Now we've heard this story a million times.
Well, why don't you feckin' listen then? Because I repeat myself about 12 fucking 1,000 times, and you keep going on about the same feckin' things, and I frankly had enough of it. I frankly had enough of it, Frank. That's what I think that's why I called you that, because frankly, you're absolute feckin' gobshite, honestly. I try and get you an ashtray to enjoy yourself with, and I get your mother a Nissan Micra. Okay, I crashed the Toyota. I crashed it. I saw the fear in its feckin' eyes, but I don't need to go to the feckin' therapy like yous. I don't need to feckin' do that. I'm just saying, the ashtrays for the ambience in the Nissan Micra. The sponges of when you're doing the feckin' car. And this Christmas, I'm going to have a few more sherries. Help your mother in the kitchen, because I'm gonna have a few figs in the Nissan, okay? Right, see you boys later. Like,
just wanted a space hopper, Dan. Just a space hopper.
Let's go, fellas. Let's help, man.
All right.
But to test the bounds of what life is to best, the bounds of God. On next week's Diffrush. Will he awake from his coma? How's reality changed with each brush stroke? Is the 16th sister, is she real? Let's find out next week.
Think about the facts of the case that have been presented to you and make a fair and just assessment as you so believe. Thank you very much, jury.
Guys, like, I don't know. I just feel bad saying they're guilty like 3 days before Christmas. So if we can all just say not guilty and like it's a Christmas miracle, that'd be great. I just need the numbers on it.
No, I'm still gonna say that I think they murdered them. I don't care if I'm the only one out of all of us.
It was a collision, it wasn't murder. Right?
I'll probably agree with you, but I might wait till after Christmas. I don't want to be alone on Christmas Day, so it'd be nice to be in here and talking to you guys over Christmas.
You're just going to ask us to deliberate for another, what, 96 hours?
Yeah, we could just hang out. I brought mince pies, and we're allowed to use the microwave.
I have a family to get back to.
Well, I don't.
Well, no, hey, no, it's okay, because I think we're friends now, right? Like, this has bonded us. So I think we wrap this up. Not guilty. We can get them involved. Like, we can have a little shindig get together. We can do drinks on Christmas Eve. Everyone who's been involved in the case can come along. They can drop in. You can bring your family. You can bring partners. You know, it would be an open
thing. I don't want to bring my family to some sort of open bar murder call. I don't want to do that.
Not murder call, because he's not guilty.
No.
Big Christmas Eve sleepover.
Well.
What?
Sleepover. Where?
Your house.
My house?
Big Christmas Eve sleepover in your house, and I'll just tell...
I live in a flat. I live in a one bed.
And you never stop boasting about it.
You never done.
Yeah, I got it for a good price. I really feel like we've got to know each other over the last 4 weeks.
I live in a wardrobe. I'm okay with that. You don't need to constantly go on about your flat.
You don't want to be on your own. And I was just going to meet in like a third space, like a pub.
Big Christmas Eve sleepover at the pub. They're not using the space on Christmas Day.
That's fine. We couldn't have that big one in my house anyway because it's a one bed.
That man was caught on camera stabbing someone.
It was one of those knives that collapses in on itself. I know that. You know that. Everybody knows that.
It was a little bit of rough and tumble, you know? Just a little bit of, you know? Someone died, but that wasn't his fault. Wasn't his fault.
That's very convincing. I'm going to change my mind. I was with you here, but that was very convincing.
Sure, number four.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
No, I thought the video evidence initially. That was definitive proof.
Are you in for Christmas Eve pints?
Open bar or?
I'm not paying.
Oh, no, then.
We'll just walk out.
Do rounds.
Can't just walk out of a court.
No, the pub. We'll just walk out of the pub.
Oh, yeah, Dine Dash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I already know you're all morally corrupt.
Oh, don't tight.
What about that family sitting in the gantry there, crying their eyes out because their father is dead? Murdered. They're not going to get any compensation.
Listen.
Do we get compensated for our time here?
We get paid our normal work wages.
And I think the murderer also has a family, and they're waiting on him to get back with a sentence of not guilty.
So what you're trying to say, let's not ruin two families.
Yes.
No, that was a flippant point. Don't everyone agree to it?
I'd quite like to see my brother this Christmas, so...
He can come to the pints.
Well, only if he's found innocent.
I think maybe the dead guy's family need a plus one at the table this Christmas?
Look, after this finish, you can shoot your shot, but I wouldn't do it in the room.
Little holiday romance? Is that what you're thinking?
We've been making eyes at each other.
Okay, okay, but to be fair, then you would need to say that the murderer was guilty. You see, you can't be like, yeah, I let them off, but hey, you wanna...
No, you just be like, oh, those other guys did it. I just had to go along with it. That's fine.
Also, my brother's been sleeping with her for years, so...
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe your brother's the murderer.
I mean, he was on trial.
Juror number four, is that the reason you never say your name to any of us? You've just been juror number four this whole time? Because it is your brother out there?
Oh, I can say my name, Daniel.
Okay, there was text about a Daniel. Are you the Daniel that was in those texts?
Yeah, of course he was my brother. We text, it's normal.
Do you think he'd go to pints?
And you were going to find him guilty?
You were going to find him guilty just moments ago.
There was a lot of evidence.
I have siblings, I know what it's like.
I said I could be impartial.
So I heard you guys needed a lawyer.
Yeah, we're just worried about some of the things that you yourself have been doing. We're just checking the legal waters.
Is there a conflict of interest there? You're prosecuting yourself?
No, he's defending
I'm
himself.
Defending myself, and I am the defendant.
Okay. So,
yes. And he would be defending the company. You wouldn't be we would be liable if
I'm
you
the
did
best
something.
Lawyer for myself. I know exactly what I have and haven't done.
So we were essentially just, there's been a lot of you telling children that you could be their stepfathers.
Yes.
We're wondering if you're going to make good on any promises.
Well, this is a work-related matter.
So you don't have to tell us. We understand.
Is this a health and safety matter?
No, I wouldn't say
told
so.
I told you.
I wouldn't say it is, unless, of course, something were to happen between me and one of the mums in the elf shack.
Why did you put specificity on the location?
Well, where else are we going to, you know, do it?
Fair point.
Claire's.
Popular
I don't
hookup
think
spot.
So. Yeah. H&M.
Hang on here. What?
Yeah, Elf Shack's a popular hookup spot.
Yeah, it's a good.
From where are you getting this information?
It's got blinds on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very popular.
You close the curtains.
Someone put down a mattress.
I put down a mattress.
Hang on. I think, has that mattress been a health and safety check?
Was that your signal? You put a mattress outside the door so that people knew that the room was being used?
That is a health and safety issue.
Oh, no, it's inside. It's inside. Is it outside?
There's a mattress outside. I thought it was a signal for someone getting busy.
Mine's inside.
A pineapple, yeah. Yeah, the for swingers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except a mattress.
Blocking a fire exit.
That is a health and safety issue.
I agree that is big. Yes, a health and safety issue.
Okay, so, if anyone does anything in the elf shack, we're not going to put mattresses and block the exits.
You shouldn't be doing anything in the elf shack.
No, you can put a mattress in the elf shack.
But not blocking the door.
Yeah, just not blocking the door. It needs to be fireproof, so you need to put a fire retardant on it. Make sure that no flame is near, no plug.
There's no plug in the elf shack. It's just a wooden.
Okay, perfect. You can definitely put a shagging mattress down there.
Shagging mattress. Hang on here. Let's take this back a few steps.
And can I just say, the magic that we're creating in the mall, which makes this technically, legally, the jurisdiction is Lapland, so the laws are different in Lapland. So
I don't like the act of looking for loopholes. That makes me uncomfortable.
So I am Santa Claus.
And a lawyer. Paying this by the minute, I believe.
Well, I'm sort of going to be chugging double because, you know, still wearing the costume, the beard, the hat, the wig, the rings.
You should try that
boots.
In court. I bet you that would.
So I will be.
I bet you that would swing a jury.
Do any of you need a lawyer?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yes. Sorry. Yeah, so this is what we're going to need to do. No more elves shagging in the elf shack.
Okay, only the top brass.
Only me.
Oh, okay.
I really don't think that this is in
only
the...
me.
No, hold on. Can we do like a shift thing?
Hang on here.
I think,
my marriage has been better than ever since this mattress.
You can always, I think there's a Hollister nearby that doesn't really check their changing rooms much, so
yeah,
that's
yeah,
an option.
But the attendant's too attractive, and it makes me feel
quite dark in there, so that's an option for
even
you.
Even so, he shines.
I know it's going well with your wife, but I don't need to hear the details.
I think it's going well until she sees him, and then it could be like, oh, what could have been? We're the same age, and we don't look like it.
I mean, I'd love to have a look at that one day.
It was.
I think we all know what we're talking about here. The thing that shines.
The man in the holster.
The man in holster.
We need evidence.
I meant metaphorically. It's just, his silhouette by itself. It will get anyone, get the motor revving.
We can't afford to pay anyone that attractive. Like,
no.
It's out of our budget.
You try saying no to him.
Like saying, like his aura. So no, I got what you mean. It's okay. Yeah. I'm also a psychologist.
Okay, so it's good. What I think we've established is that we are clear of any wrongdoing. Like, there's no lawsuits coming.
Well,
our way.
What you should know is that I'm also an accountant. And I've been having a look, and you really shouldn't be fiddling those books.
We know. Two of us are in court for it. We know.
Oh, yes.
What is going on in this shopping center?
Crime?
Would you be needing a lawyer? I don't know if you know this, but I'm also a lawyer.
Yes, you got me off a murder charge last...
Oh, yes.
Murder?
Yes.
That's definitely a health and safety issue.
I didn't do it.
No, I know he didn't for a fact.
I don't think it's health and safety. It's elf and safety.
Just put me down for another murder charge there. Thank you.
What the?
Come here. Come
get
here.
Off me! Get off me! Ah! Ah!
But it's all right because it's on the shagging mattress.
Yeah, we're fine.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to keep up
here.
Yeah,
no, we're good.
I put a waterproof thing on it, and it should be fine.
This episode featured Patrick Meyer, we had Laura Conlon, Kieran Sands, Amelia Price, Eddie Goodwin, Owen Fox, Declan King, Kit Rees, and Connor Reddick. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dumbracken very soon.